Think anybody noticed yet, Jason? All of the bumpers are John Mellencamp. Why is it John Mellencamp Bumper Day on the Jerry Bader Show? Because if he knew of the Jerry Bader Show, which I doubt he does, it would drive him nuts. He contacted Governor Scott Walker after Walker's state tour announcing his re-election bid Tuesday. Don't play my music. I don't share your politics. So, we are going to play Mellencamp songs throughout the show. So that includes, of course, the classic cut, Jason, at 10:06. I'm not a huge Mellencamp fan. Don't hate him. Like a lot of his tunes. I wouldn't speak critically of his music. I'm just saying he's not, I don't know, I put him in my top 10 even. But I've never had a problem with this. My problem with him was first he was John Cougar. Then he was John Cougar Mellencamp. And then he was John Mellencamp. That seemed rather stupid. But other than that, so yes, because I know Mellencamp would hate the thought of his bumpers playing in this show. I know he's not going to find out about it. That's fine. But so pick a good one because we're going to lead right into the governor with it at 10:06. So pick, and I'll mention to him what we're doing. All right, again, we have the gov at 10:06. I want to share this with you, and I have to do it rather quickly because I only have the half an hour, and I want to take your calls on this. Now, this deals literally with my backyard. The village in which I live, those of you outside the Green Bay area listening, Lakeshore, Central Wisconsin, I live in the village of Ashwaubenon. I don't live in Green Bay. That's suburban Green Bay. It's where Lambeau Field used to be until they changed the boundary, swooped down, and Green Bay sucked up Lambeau Field. Now, this is a letter to the editor or a commentary by Debbie and Hector Rodriguez, who also live in Ashwaubenon. I do not know them. Listen to this. I'm going to comment, and then I'm going to get your calls. I need to do this as quickly as I can. We are deeply saddened and disappointed that the Ashwaubenon Village Board is considering killing off many of the approximately 125 deer currently residing within village limits. The deer population is native to this area, and there is no adequate justification for trying to remove them, particularly in any way that ends their lives prematurely. We ask that the village look into other more humane methods to actually manage the deer, who, for many of us, greatly improve the quality of life in our area by their beauty and grace. A few residents have complained about these animals feeding on their landscaping and gardens, but we believe it is as likely to be rabbits as deer, but we don't want those little guys killed off either. Regardless of what is eating people's plants, it is incumbent on the planter to protect important plants by fencing or spraying, as eating plants is what these animals were born to do. They don't understand our rules about the way they are not allowed to eat. Killing excess animals is not management. True management of any residential deer population can and should be done without terrorizing and destroying healthy native animals. We request that the board look into birth control methods being used in the eastern U.S. states that do not wish to kill these animals. Jason thinks I'm making that up. As outlined in a Green Bay Press Gazette article in early December. Further, we recommend the following to other village residents who wish to reduce the impact of animals feeding on the plants in their yards. Choose deer-resistant plants to put into the landscape around homes. And then they give a list. Use sprays such as liquid fence. Put fences around your yards to keep unwanted animals out and kids' pets in. Living in a woodland area such as the village of Ashwaubenon means sharing it with the wildlife. No, as a matter of fact, it doesn't. It does not mean that. There are probably trees. There were trees standing where your house now stands. Are you going to replant those trees? Because they were here first. The skunks were here first, too. Everything was here. The bears, big cats, which are no longer in this area, wolves. We're at the top of the food chain. No, it doesn't mean sharing, as a matter of fact. After all, we came into the forest, cut down their trees, and built our homes. Yes, how dare you? in which generations of deer have grazed by day and rested at night. We are the interlopers. They are not. Are you kidding me? Jason says, sharing is caring, Jerry. I'll share my space with a deer. It's round. Yeah. And I'll make sure that he's not cold. Be nice and warm. And delicious. I have such a venison marinade for you. And it fits in your program. The board has heard from a few residents who wish to have these animals destroyed to ensure their gardening success. We do not believe that these sentiments are shared by a majority of residents or that most residents would agree that with this method when other, more humane action can be taken that does not require the killing of healthy native animals and will provide a more effective long-term management solution. Deer don't go to the old deer's nursing home and die of old age. They're shot. Here's the best case scenario. They're shot or hit by a car. You know what the worst case scenario is? They starve to death. You idiots. So you want to deprive them of a food source and you think that's more humane? What do you think they're going to do? If you think this is as dumb as I think it is, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is not humane. I want to spend a few more moments on that. It's 9:42.
The Jerry Bader Show.